Peter Donegan is road testing the Bayer and the Rode shotgun stroke rifle mics, and this is my response to Peter Donegan, Donegan Landscaping. I think that they're both fine mics, and I think that the Rode performed slightly better in the wind, but the wind could have blown up for the second microphone test, but I think it performed much better in wind. The Bayer Dynamic MCE86, I think, had a much better dynamic range. You could definitely hear the higher frequencies much better in the recording, such that you could hear the ambience of the room. You could hear the bounce back off the ceiling with it. It was that good. And in a sense, that's kind of too good if you're not putting that microphone into a studio. I think that the more rounded, lower sound off the Rode, which is really, it's a rifle mic and it's intended for pointing from the front of a stage at about 35 degrees up towards the participants in a stage show or something, to pull in sounds over a 1 to 3 meter distance. That's what its intent is. And obviously there's got to be a lot of gain on such a microphone, and therefore a lot of attempt to not enter any feedback cycles and such noise ranges. So that's possibly why it is sounding like that. So if you want dynamic sound, go with the Bayer, and if you want to take the Rode microphone at the price I know you're getting it for, take it, because it's an absolute bargain. Just bag it, okay? And have fun. Great test. Thanks very much for that. See ya. And signing off. I'm going to find the tab that I've lost. See ya. Bye-bye.